children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com and alternativecancer.us. If you haven't checked them out yet, please do. On starlights.com, you're going to find lots of products that are really cool and, things for yoga aficionados, meditation aficionados, people looking for healing sounds, things like that, pretty items. On alternativecancer.us, you're going to find close to or over 1,000 pages of information about how to deal with various types of cancers. You can get a test kit that will help you determine what kinds of therapies are going to be best for you, and lots of places to link to. So please do check them out if you haven't yet. They are marvelous people, and they care. All right. Tonight, Dr. Lenny will jump in if he can. He's kind of on the road, so we're not sure if he's going to be able to chime in on tonight's show or not. And this show may actually go over onto another show. I'm not sure yet. So probably the second week of April. If we extend this. Now, what I want to talk about tonight is the energies. You know, and I've talked about this stuff before. And I know a lot of people have written me and called me and talked about how difficult of a time they are having with dealing with all of these energies. Because, as you might be aware, not only are we moving more in alignment with the center of the galaxy, or the galactic central sun, we are also coming up through from the age of darkness into the age of enlightenment. However, the darkness does not want to go away, so it's creating a lot of hassle, a lot of unnecessary, disgusting, awful hassle. And humanity is at the jumping off point. Are we going to jump off and be destroyed? Or are we going to jump off into the higher dimensions and become what we were meant to be, which is true children of the source of all? And you can call that children of God, children of the great mystery, whatever, doesn't matter. You know, if you could drop the religious dogma long enough to understand that we are all one, and that no matter what you call this great source, it's the same thing. You know, and stop fighting over the dogma. You know, we would get a lot farther a lot quicker. Now, when I'm talking to you about stuff like this, I'm not going from dogma. I'm going from what I've actually experienced. I've had 6 near-death experiences. I've seen what's on the other side. I've communicated with angels and with the one that we call Jesus Christ and with other things I wished I didn't have to communicate with, you know, that kind of forced their way in. I've seen a lot of weird stuff, okay? Been around a long enough time, been around the block a few times, you know, seen a lot of things. So with everything that's been going on since the beginning of the year, or if you like, since, you know, 12/21/2012, I thought it would be kind of important to let you guys know that if you are going through a hard time, oh, you are so not alone, okay? We are all going through it. And I'm going to explain to you from the feng shui aspect why that's happening in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the energies. And I'm talking about spiritual energies, galactic energies, earthly energies, all kinds of energies. And depending upon which type of energy you're looking at, you're going to have a different take on what's going on. Whatever you can find that's going to give you some solace, that's going to bring you comfort in the depth of the dark night of the soul. That's what you need to grab onto, okay? Whatever's going to help. It doesn't matter. Only you can work with your belief system, okay? And things will happen as you believe them too. So if you have a fire and brimstone belief system, I got to tell you, you're in for a world of hurt. You might want to change that, okay? It's not going to bring you a lot of comfort. And it's not the truth, okay? However, we've got all this stuff we have to deal with. And if you're feeling really tired and you're thinking, oh man, I just can't catch a break. Join the rest of the crowd. Here we are, we're all going through it. And it's rough. And it's not going to get any better for a while. And some would say it's going to get pretty bad through about 2030. I don't know. Things can always change. I've talked about it before on the show where I think it was back in 2005, somewhere in December. The planet was almost over. This whole game was almost over. I felt it. A lot of other people felt it too. And then all of a sudden it switched. The reason that it switched is because of some people that I knew who were in contact with the higher dimensional beings who have determined that they will not allow evil to take over this section of the galaxy. Now, it may seem to you that evil has taken over, but it really hasn't. It's trying. And these beings are not about to allow this beautiful planet and this beautiful galaxy to be taken over as it has in many other portions of the creation. And so, I mean, that's the good news. The bad news is that, you know, there might suddenly be a brilliant flash and we'll be souls floating out in the universe going, what the hell happened? Because it would be over. Everything would be wiped out. Okay? That's just one of the scenarios. There's no set time for that. The thing is, people have to wake up. And part of the problem with what we're going through right now is it's so freaking difficult. So many people are tired. We're just tired of being hit from every direction. And, you know, I'm here with my hand up in the air going, oh, my God, you know, can I catch a break here? Because, you know, it just wears on you, right? The only way you can get through this kind of stuff, if you're in that type of a situation, is you have to go within. And you have to grab onto that divine spark that is your connection with the great source of everything. You have to grab onto it. If you don't, you're going to get bowled over by all this crap that's coming down, okay? So whatever way it's going to take for you to do that is what you need to do, whether that's going to a church and praying and lighting candles, or whether it's going to nature and connecting with Mother Earth, or whether it's sitting in your favorite spot in your home and just putting on the headphones, you know, and grooving to some really cool music. Whatever it's going to take, you got to make that connection. Because this stuff that's happening now makes no sense. And as one of the people who has a lot of common sense and has watched this stuff coming and has known it's going to be coming since, I don't know, at least 30 or 40 years. And back then they were telling me I was crazy. And now everything I told them is happening. So who's crazy? You know, the people that didn't believe me or me? And, you know, I have a lot of friends in the same situation. You know, that's why I came to Sedona, because there's like-minded people who don't think you're crazy when you say, wow, you know, Spirit showed me this or that, and I don't know what I'm going to do. All I can do is, you know, search for solace within myself through that divine connection. So what's happening right now is people are literally going crazy. Things make no sense. Let me give you an example. If you look at what the legislature has been doing, and if you look at the craziness on the news of people doing horrible things, you'll start to get a clue of what I'm talking about. And By the way, to those who are on the fast chat, yes, I see you. Thank you. It won't let me respond. It keeps asking me if my cookies are deactivated. It doesn't like Macs, I think. Anyway, I can see what you're saying, and yeah, we are really getting hit by that perfect storm. But it's not even here yet, guys. This is like the very, very first ripple of it. Okay, there's more coming. You've got to prepare yourselves. And like I said, you know, it's that calm space within that you have to reach, because that'll take you through any storm. But boy, howdy, I got to tell you, it is weird out there. I have watched so many strange things happen. And legal stuff. Now, this is the year for lawsuits. People are wanting to bring lawsuits against other people who are doing nothing wrong. And these people are willing to lie and cheat and do anything they can because they are so scared and they are so desperate. So they're throwing things out there that make absolutely no sense. And I'm watching this. I've seen a number of my friends going through this. And I'm like, wow. I mean, all I can do is offer them some friendly support because I'm not involved in it other than that it does affect me. So what I'm seeing is that these crazy people are creating chaos in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I am really tired of this crap. Okay, I'm tired of these nutty people going around and creating all kinds of havoc because they are unbalanced. And, you know, one of my things as a tiger in the Oriental astrology system, my normal recourse is to reach out and slap somebody upside the head, figuratively speaking, sometimes physically, because I don't have a lot of patience with this kind of crap, you know. Everybody needs to look after their own stuff and try to deal with other people with a modicum of compassion. But don't roll over. If somebody's coming after you with a frivolous lawsuit, get them, all right? Go for the jugular, because they're not going to go away. Now, the tricky part of this is you can't let negativity come into it. What you have to do instead is stand there very calmly with your hand out and say, no, stop. I refuse to allow you to do this. You are interfering with my free will, and that is unacceptable. And you do it calmly. And if you can't do it calmly, you need to go sit down and meditate and pray, do whatever, hug a tree, whatever, until you can get to that point where you can be calm about it. Because if you respond in anger, you're going to increase the fire, okay? So you don't want to have the kind of conflagration in your life that's going to burn up everything that you are and everything that you have, everything that you've worked for your whole life. You can't afford to get angry. You can't afford to say, this is unacceptable, and I refuse to give in to this. And you have to do that. You can't roll over and play dead, because if you do, you will be. This is a time when those of the light need to stand firmly in their essence and refuse to allow those of the darkness to take advantage of them. And you can see by what's happening in the United States of America that they're just rolling right over everybody. People have got to stand up and say, unacceptable. Not go into war. Not go into any kind of revenge. Not go into anything that is going to bring a further military response. Because that's not the way. If you want to go into the higher dimension, you can't respond in the old manner, or you're going to be stuck here. So what you have to do is find a way that's going to work for you. And yeah, you may have to give up your life at some point. But if you do it with love in your heart and joy, and just realize that you refuse to be a part of that lower level thinking and that lower level energy anymore, then no big deal. I can tell you, it really doesn't hurt to die. hurts when you come back. If you decide to come back, hurts like hell sometimes, depending on what happened to you. But to go through it, no. You get pulled out of your body before you feel anything really horrible. So it's tough, okay? It's a tough time. We're all tired. Some of us who have been the door kickers, we've been at this for a long, long time, and we're tired. We need the other people, the other waves of light, to step up and to stop this nonsense that's going on. Now, the reason it's so bad this year is, I mean, it's manyfold. But let me talk to you about it from the feng shui portion. And you know, I love feng shui. I love the flying star feng shui. Traditional feng shui never really did anything for me. Flying star feng shui, oh yeah, it's right on. Maybe it's because Americans move in different ways and we don't have the same traditions as the Chinese. I don't know. But I can tell you that one of the sources I go to is Lillian Tu. And if you go to her website, worldoffengshui.com, which is abbreviated to just the initials, W-O-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, or feng shui, W-O-F-S.com, you'll find a wealth of information there. And you can click on the flying star information. It'll give you a heads up of what's going on. The reason things are so bad right now, and the reason you have to be careful, is because in the center of the home and the business is the number five. The number five yellow star of misfortune brings illness, injury, and death. This is nothing to fool around with. Now, the Chinese cure for that is to go get yourself a thing that is called the five-element pagoda. And you want like the five-element pagoda on steroids to go in the center of your home. And you don't want that area to be active, but you don't want it to be too yin or dark either. So what they're advising for this year is to have like one light on, a white light, but not a lot of activity in that area. And they've advised that if your kitchen is in that area, do not use your kitchen this year. Do not. Go eat out. Go have picnics on the back porch or something. Do not cook in your kitchen. The reason is because there are too many things you might miss. Now, here's something that you can do. If you have no other choice and your cooking area is in the center, well, eat out. Eat sandwiches. I don't know, dude. Figure it out. But one of the things that I noticed, and because I know that this number five star is in the center, and I know how devastating that can be, and I've had it try to hit me because I've been in the worst room that I could possibly be in for the last 5 years. I've had no choice with wherever I've lived. And I've had to come up with lots of cures to be safe in that space. So one of the things I noticed is I started to get stuff out of the refrigerator a couple weeks ago, and I had forgotten how long it would be in there, probably a couple weeks. And I kind of looked at it, smelled okay, and I went, you know, this is not the year that I want to take any chances with my health. So I held the item up at my heart level, and I stood there with my feet about shoulder width apart, toes pointing forward, knees slightly flexed, and I said, is this food safe for me to eat? And my body pitched back so fast, I about fell over. And I went, okay, that means no. If your body goes towards it, then that's a yes. If it goes away from it, that's a no. Well, this was a pretty strong no. So I just dumped that stuff right in the garbage. I said, I don't care how much it costs. It's not worth getting ill. I did that with a couple things. And I thought, wow, this is just showing me how careful we have to be this year. But that's not the end of the problems for this year. Here's the other problem. The West has the number seven star of violent burglary. So if the entrance to your house is in the West, you've got to be very careful. And if you go onto Lillian Tu's site, you'll see all kinds of, you know, cures, and they'll talk about what's happening for the year, and you can come out to the months too. I'm going to discuss the months in a little bit, this month in particular. But right now, The number 7, if your entrance is there or your windows are there, you need to protect against burglary. So if you've been thinking about putting an alarm on your house, this would be a good time. This would be a really good time to do that. And, you know, can you tell I used to be a Girl Scout? I like to be prepared, you know. So the main thing with that is you want to avoid sharp objects. Because number 7 has to do with violent burglary, usually with knives. And so you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself. For instance, if your kitchen was in the west, just because the kitchen is in the west doesn't mean that you're still safe. You've got to be careful of sharp knives, okay? So it's that type of stuff. So that's the west part. Okay, then the next problem is the east, which has the number 3 star of hostility, which is what brings lawsuits and misunderstandings that lead to divorce and breakup of partnerships and things like that. So those areas are heavily afflicted. And if you know anything about feng shui, what they do is they take a grid of 9. So it's kind of like a tic-tac-toe board. And the stars are going to move. They move every 20 years, every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour. No, let's not get crazy about it, okay? We kind of pay attention to the 20-year thing. And right now we're in the cycle of 8, which is money. So it's all about money. And then you go with the yearly thing. Now, the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year is what they use, not the one where they go celebrate. That's normally around February 4th or 5th, so that's considered to be the first month. And like right now, we're in the second month, and this is the Water Snake Year. And so these are going to change, but what I just gave you is the yearly positions. The monthly positions can either decrease the problem or they can increase the problem. For instance, if the number 5 in the center is there for the year and for the month, you have got to be doubly cautious because it gives you quadruple danger. So it's that type of stuff. You know, watch out what's going on with the yearly and the monthly stuff. But I can tell you right now that that those 3 things are bad enough. And then you have the number 2 star in the southwest. The number 2 is the black star of illness. So you don't want to have like black stagnant water type stuff in the southwest. You want to have something that is going to dissipate the water. And so wood is usually a pretty good cure for that kind of stuff because water is depleted by wood because it nourishes wood. So you look at the Chinese 5 elements chart. So, you know, water nourishes wood. Wood nourishes fire. Fire nourishes earth. Earth nourishes metal. Metal nourishes water. So that's the way that it goes. So if you look at that and you use those elements in order to dissipate the bad energies, then you're doing better. And that's what I like about flying star feng shui, because you can't have the perfect house. The stars change all the time. And, you know, if you're somebody like Lillian, too, who's made her multi-millions, you know, in the finance industry, you know, she's got like 3 properties, I think, together. So she just moves to another house or another end of the property. Most of us can't do that. And I look around and I go, where in the vast expanse of this 1,000 square feet could I possibly move myself? And most of the time it's like, well, nowhere if I want to sleep in a bed. So, you know, most people are like that. We don't have that space where we can move around. So what you do is you do the cures. Now, most Chinese people that practice this tell you, oh, no, you have to leave. You have to go do something else. And it's like, okay, then why do you have the cures? My belief is that we have the cures there to dissipate the energies so that you can survive. And I can tell you, for the naysayers, say, I don't believe in that crap. Okay, well, I didn't even know about that crap. And I went back and looked at the previous 3 years and went, oh, my God, those flying stars got me. That's what made me a believer. So now I pay attention to it every year. And now, even if you don't know feng shui, if you're sensitive to energies, you will feel when something's wrong. And you'll move stuff around and it'll feel better. So when you're talking feng shui, you're talking about the movement. It's feng shui literally means wind and water. So it has to do with the movement of the energies or the qi through your house. You want to allow in auspicious or good qi, energizing qi, because it brings wealth and health and happiness. And you want to decrease the stagnant qi or the bad qi, because that can create further problems. So it's like anything else. You know, I mean, every once in a while you have to open up the doors and blow out the stink, right? That's a little graphic, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes, like me, you might cook something with a little too much garlic, which smells absolutely wonderful when you're eating dinner, but the next morning it's not so great. So you have to go blow out the stink, you know, open the front and the back door and shoot, let the wind come through. So that's what you're trying to do with the feng shui. You want to move the qi so that you always have good, fresh, energizing, nourishing qi coming to you, and any of the negative qi is going out, you know, and it just gets transmuted by nature back into just qi. So when you're looking at the yearly thing, I'm going to reiterate your positions of concern right now. The center is the worst position. Center of your house or business, big trouble, okay? The east is lawsuits. The west is burglary, violent burglary. The southwest is illness. Now, you want to know where the wealth corner is, don't you? Mm-hmm. The wealth corner, prosperity, is the northeast, which is bolstered by the north, which is the number one star, white star, the number six, heavenly star, heavenly blessings. So that whole north end is very auspicious. So at the very least, if you're in one of the afflicted areas, make sure the head of your bed is in the north or the northeast or the northwest, because those are the best positions. Okay, the south, you have two good positions. That's the southeast and the south. The problem is that the Tai Shui, the evil, wrathful, vengeful spirit, is in the southeast. So all you tigers out there, it's still rough. You got about 3 years of rough sailing for tigers. Although it's not as bad this year as it was last year because it's moving out. So that's the main thing for this year. Okay, let's look at this month. Excuse me a minute. Let me get a swallow of tea here. Okay. So we have those stars I just talked about are the yearly stars. This month, which goes until the 4th of April, we have got the number 5 star is not so bad because the number 1 star is the white star of victory. That's in with the number 5. So it's not quite so bad. It tempers it. Okay. The number 7 star in the west, however, is really bad because it's joined by the number 3 star of hostility. So violent burglary, lawsuits, hostility, misunderstandings in the west direction. West is really bad right now. There will be relief after April 4th. And the second week of April, I'll talk about the feng shui again and about what to look forward to for April through May. The number 2 star in the southwest is badly afflicted because the number 7 star of the month has visited there. So there you have illness. You have the black star of illness, the number 2 star, along with the number 7 star of burglary. So there you've got two bad things there. That would increase the chance that you could be hurt, usually by sharp weapons. So be careful. If you're walking out there late at night, get yourself a talisman to protect you, call in your angels, whatever you have to do. Okay, then if you look at, let's see, where's the other one? The number 3 star in the east is not so bad because the number 8 star of prosperity is there, which kind of means if you're in a lawsuit and you know how to practice this type of feng shui, you probably do okay. In fact, you might do really well if it's in this month because the number 8 star is tempering that lawsuit star. Now, the problem is that the 9 star, which is long-term prosperity, which is in the south, is visited this month by the number 5 star of misfortune. So this is not a good time to make bets or to speculate in the market or to invest or pretty much do anything with long-term investments just because that number 5 star is a star of misfortune. So you see how this works? Now, the good part is in the northwest you have the number 6 star, which is the star of heavenly blessings. And you have the number 2 star of illness visiting, but the number 6 star is pretty powerful. So that will temper the number 2. So instead of getting like a double whammy of twos, you know, illness shouldn't be so bad this month. The number 1 star has the number 6 visiting it in the north. So that's really good. So you've got the white star of victory, and you've got the heavenly blessing star together. Then in the northeast, with the number 8 prosperity star, you've also got number 4, which is romance and partnerships and things like that. So that's pretty good stuff. So that, now I haven't gone over all the numbers. You can go to Lillian Tu's site and look them up for yourself and see what she has to say about it. But if you start practicing this type of feng shui, the flying star feng shui, you may find it really helps your life kind of even out. And your place does not have to look like a Chinese restaurant when you do this stuff, okay? I mean, I decorate, you know, different ways all the time. I like to change it up. But most of the time, people never notice the kinds of feng shui cures that I've got placed, and I have them all over the place. And people don't even see them because they're not a glaring part of what I've done. So you can decorate around all this stuff. Now, the whole point of telling you this is not because I'm trying to convert you to doing feng shui. What I'm trying to do is help you to understand how the energies are affecting you. Because one of the worst things that you can do during this time period is to be blown from one side to the other. You don't need that, okay? You need to have some stability in your life because there is none out there. So what you're going to have to do is find that somehow. This helps a lot. It helps to explain, oh, that's why that happened, okay. I'm not asking you to believe it. I mean, I believe it because I've seen it happen. But I'm not asking you to believe in feng shui. I'm just asking you to be cognizant of the energies around you. So one of the things that you have to do is take action. And you will find that your government, no matter where you are in the world, is trying to line everything up so the people in power have more control. And they're desperate. They are really desperate. They are so terrified that the majority of humanity is going to wake up and tell them no, because there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. So you find things like, you know, Homeland Security purchasing I forget how many millions of rounds of hollow point ammunition. And what was the other? There was someplace else that did that. And you'd be going, what? Maybe Social Security. I don't know. I mean, it's just really odd. They are expecting that there's going to be a revolt. Well, we can still have a revolt without anybody getting hurt. We just have to refuse to play the game they want to play it. And if you do that from your own standpoint with what you are willing as a sovereign entity, a child of the great source of all life, if you do that from within your essence, that's all you have to do. I don't know what that's going to look like for all of you out there. I know what it looks like for me, but I can't speak for everybody out there. But it may mean that you're going to have to drastically downsize your ambitions. I don't know. You know, what's it going to take to make you happy? And I can tell you one of the things you need to do to be happy is turn off the news. It's all crap anyway. You know, they're not telling you the truth. It's all propaganda. So, you know, it's aimed at increasing your fear level, which will make you sick. So it's very important that you, you know, you can still know what's going on without seeing every grisly little detail. You know, back away from that kind of stuff. Work on your energy. Work on meditation and prayer, whatever you want to do. Even just being quiet for 5 minutes at a certain time every day. You know, your body will gear up for that. Treat your body better. Organic foods as much as you can. And good water. And, you know, avoiding the pitfalls of habitual use of substances, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, drugs, whatever it is. You have to take care of yourself. And figure out what it's going to take to bring more peace into your life, because you're not going to find it from outside. There's going to be less and less peace going on. So it's up to you to create the peace within your own life and to dump those things out of your life that are bringing chaos as much as you can. And you've probably heard me talking before about how I hate it when people are acting crazy. I hate it because they create chaos. And, you know, I understand that they've got problems, but they don't have the right to inflict those problems on me. And so that's my attitude. How's that for a tiger attitude? And so I try to avoid that kind of stuff as much as I can. If you have family members that are creating chaos, it may be time to have a little sit down, come to Jesus meeting, as they say, and say, look, I love you. You're a member of my family and I want the best for you, but I got to tell you, what's going on right now with how crazy you're acting is not working for me. So you either stop this crap, get on meds, whatever you have to do, or don't call me. Don't come around. I'm not going to open the door and let you in because I'm done. I've had enough craziness. Now, it used to be we only saw this stuff happening pretty much around holidays. But if you've noticed, since December, it has ramped up in a massive way. And it is really rough. And it's not going to get better for a long time. So you have to take these steps to help yourself. So if you look at everything that's around you, figure out what's going to work for you. It's like in your living situation, say you're getting your home foreclosed on. And that is the plan. And Lindsay Williams talked about that, how the elite are planning to drop the interest rates, you know, as low as possible, get everybody back into mortgages, and then bring the hammer down, you know, basically own all the land and make you pay rent forever. So Lindsay Williams, if you're not familiar with him, go to lindsaywilliams.net. He was a chaplain in the oil fields and became friends with some of the elite. And their code of ethics says that they have to tell the world what they're going to do before they do it. And then if the world goes along with it, hey, everything's fine, you know. So unless you want to become part of the slave class, I suggest you say, oh, hell no. I am not going to allow that to happen. So what Lindsay Williams did was he put out some things that basically tell you what's going to happen in the next 4 years. So he says we've got about 1 or 2, maybe 3 years before the banks completely fail. But he said they're trying to ramp this stuff up quicker because people are waking up, and that's what terrifies them. So position yourself so that you have no debt and live simply. You know, maybe get a bunch of people together, go get a piece of property someplace and live very simply. And one of the things that I found, you know, I had Mason Rumney on last week talking about monolithic domes, which are, you know, a little pricey, but they're beautiful. And, you know, they're concrete. They're a nice, solid structure. For those of us that can't afford something like that, however, I found a thing called InterShelter. So if you go to InterShelter.com, you'll see steel domes made out of circles and semicircles that can be put up by 3 people in an afternoon, untrained. They have a door and 2 windows. And so for about $12,500, you've got a dome cabin. It's not fancy. and you'll still have to put things inside of it. But you know what? It's a shelter. So, you know, I'm looking at things like that, and I'm saying, wow, you know, how bad is this going to be? I don't know. But the world is crazy. And if you haven't noticed that, open your eyes. You know, look at the news. Watch the people around you. They are going flipping nuts. So the people who are the most unbalanced are the ones that are flipping over the deep end right now. There's going to be more shootings, stabbings, you know, crazy zombie stuff. It's all tied into big food, big pharma, and, you know, the MK Ultra brainwashing and all that kind of stuff. So there's going to be a lot of that stuff going on. So it behooves you to pay a little more attention to what's going on with the energies out there. Keep your space clean. And I don't mean just clean housekeeping-wise. And I am by no means a clean freak. I mean, I love things clean, but I am a lousy housekeeper. So, yeah, it's really bad. I have to have help. I'm one of those, you know. But not that I don't want it clean. I do. But when we get busy, it's very difficult. So make some deals with some friends that are fabulous house cleaners or whatever. You got to keep your space clean to keep the negative energies out. Get rid of clutter. That's a number one rule for feng shui. You want the energy to move through very cleanly and easily. You know, go get a storage shed or ask if you can store your stuff at a friend's place. Have a giant garage sale, whatever. And as a person who has let go of more things than most people have ever had, because I'm a great bargain shopper, I can tell you that it feels much better to unburden yourself of all this stuff. Because the stuff owns us, you know. And I felt that really intensely when my late husband passed, because he was a real pack rat. Oh, boy. When I moved, it was horrendous. And it took me years to get rid of a lot of his stuff. But when you clear that stuff out, you allow new energy to come in. And so don't worry about hanging on to some stuff. If it's stuff that you use... And I'm talking specifically now to people that do creative stuff, artists, writers, professionals that need books and things. There's some things you need because you're going to have to use them, and you pay hell to try to go find them again. So those kinds of things, you know, you can store them, whatever, because you can't get everything on the internet, contrary to popular belief. You can get a lot of stuff, but you can't always get everything. So sometimes you need some reference things. Sometimes you need art supplies go up exponentially every year. So I wouldn't get rid of those things. But other things like furniture, really, do you need like three couches? Do you need, you know, a couple of dining room tables? Do you need, you know, three different coffee makers? I mean, you know, what are you hanging on to? Go through your stuff. And get rid of whatever you can, stuff that's been sitting around. Take it over to the Restore, you know, the Habitat for Humanity. And by the way, you can get some really fabulous stuff there. And, you know, do a little exchange thing or take things to Goodwill and change up your decorations, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be painfully expensive. Sell your stuff on eBay, Craigslist, whatever. But start getting that energy moving. You'll feel a heck of a lot better. And you'll get some of the joy of life back. And well, let me answer this question here. Yes, on Lillian Tu's website, she does have basic information for someone that's new to it. She's got a huge website. There's all kinds of information there. So you can go through that. There's books that you can get, too. I've got a ton of her books. It really does help quite a bit. The whole thing that I'm talking about tonight is all about changing your energy for the better. Because if you go along with what's happening with everybody else, at some point you might flip out. Or you might put yourself in harm's way. So it's very important that you find what's going to work for you. What's going to bring new energy into your life and help you to be healthy and happy despite whatever's going on around you. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we can't change unless we vote in mass or, you know, somehow get our point across to the legislators that are not reading the bills that they're passing that have horrible things in them and things like that. We've got to take care of ourselves. Form little neighborhood groups, you know, where you help each other. Figure it out. I can't figure it all out for you. You know, I don't know what your life is like. I can tell you things that I do, and I have some very good close friends, and we help each other. And we know that if there's a disaster or anything like that, we know where to go to help each other. So, you know, and we help each other on a day-to-day basis going, wow, you know, look at the energy out there. Look at these people flipping out. And then we take deep breaths and go, okay, let it go. Let it go. It's not us. It's them. Because, you know, if you're like me, you know, you go through life and do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, I'm just kind of happily tripping through life. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden somebody like jumps out in front of me and starts shaking their fist and screaming at me. And I'm like, wow. What the heck is that about? and it's really funny when that happens, because it doesn't happen just to me. It happens to a lot of people I know. We're all like, wow, where the hell did that come from? It's like out of left field. People just all of a sudden go crazy. And we're going, wow, what are we supposed to do with that? And we realize, well, we just have to love them anyway and stay away from them because they're nuts. And, you know, just wish the best for them, pray for them. You know, send them some good vibes, and that's about all you can do. Because if you get involved, whoa, I can't tell you how many people are still asking me to do exorcisms, you know. And I'm going, oh, no, go see the exorcist, because I don't need any more crap in my life, you know. I just want to deal with my stuff, okay. So when you find out what it is that you're ready to deal with, that's going to make life a little bit easier. But I'm not going to lie to you, it's tough, okay? We're having some tough times. And, you know, all of the people in all the different aspects of government and finance and everything are talking about how, you know, it may all collapse by the end of April or certainly by the beginning of June. And so this is like the continuation of the 2012 thing. And the thing is, we can't go into fear and worry about that kind of stuff. What we have to do is keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward as if none of this is going to change. But yet prepare in case it does change. So, for instance, one of the things Lindsay Williams talked about is you want to have money in the currency of the elite, which is gold and silver, not paper. And you want to have, you know, things that are tangibles. You want food storage, you want clothing, you want booze and cigarettes and, you know, tools, things like that that you can trade with other people. You want things that are going to be useful in your life and get you over a hard part, because you might have to go 6 months without any help from anybody. And so what are you going to do when that happens? Now, people that have a little bit of land, you know, they can raise chickens and rabbits and things like that. They can grow their fruits and vegetables. People that are in an apartment, you can do a little bit of container gardening. But, you know, if there's any kind of a disaster, your neighbors are going to come and pick those tomatoes, you know. So, you know, I don't know. You might want to have some of those hanging jobbies, you know, inside. So depending on where you're at, there's different things to prepare for. I've talked about disaster preparedness before. Now, I'm not going to go into that tonight. But prepare for this stuff energetically. You know, start thinking about, okay, what can I do to keep myself in some level of comfort, to keep myself safe from the craziness that's going on around me? The first thing is, you know, grow a set of eyes in the back of your head. Watch where you're going. You've got to learn to be observant and drop the oblivious thing. And if you get a bad feeling about somebody, stay away from them. And I don't know about you, but, you know, growing up with my parents and being Catholic and all that stuff was like, oh, give everybody a second chance. Oh, give them another chance. Oh, turn the other cheek. Well, bullshit. Okay. I have found that your first impression of somebody is right. Unless you're really screwed up, you know. But if you're energetically sensitive, your first impression is the right impression. And I put that little caveat in there, you know, unless you're not right yourself. If you're clear, then you know whether someone is okay to be around or not. And if you're not clear, you're going to project your stuff on them, and you're going to try to demonize them when it's really, they're just the mirror. And you're seeing your own stuff being reflected back at you. But if you're not clear, you're not going to know that. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. So it's really important to know, to see that difference, you know, be clear within yourself. And other than that, all I can say is, you know, develop your sensitivity, your energy sensitivity. And take care of yourself. A lot of it has to do with your physical health. So do what you got to do to be healthy and happy. And you know I say that at the end of every show. And be who you really are. That's really important stuff. That's all you got to do. Okay? You don't need to go out and buy a bunch of books. That's all you got to do. Be who you really are. And watch out for yourself. Take responsibility for your life. Okay, I hope that has helped. Boy, I can talk on, can't I? Anyway, hopefully you got a little bit of a better understanding about the energy and how all that stuff works. Oh, I was going to talk about Native American stuff. Let me mention that really quickly. The Native American method of cleansing a space is to smudge. So you light a sage bundle, and then you blow it out so it's smoldering, and you go through and you spread the smoke all around. Be careful when you do this, especially this year. You know, you got to have it in a shell or a non-burning tray or something, and don't let the embers go into closets and things like that. Use a little common sense, you know. But you want to go around and you want to cleanse the area with the doors and windows open, because if you got bad spirits in there and you don't have your doors and windows open, at least a little crack, then they can actually bust out a window. And that'll wake you up real quick. You know, you hear this big whoosh and the window explodes. It's like, oh man, that's kind of scary, but that stuff happens sometimes. The other thing you can do, more of the kind of new age thing, is you can get some essential oils and put them in water in a sprayer and put several drops of eucalyptus, pine, cedar, and peppermint. And, you know, just a few drops of each, whatever feels right to you, in the water, shake it up really good, and go around and spray in the air and towards the corners and the ceilings and the floors and, you know, in the closets. Don't spray it directly on your clothes or anything that's really good, because it could stain. So be careful with that. You want a fine mist, not big droplets. And you just go through and spray. And again, have your windows and doors open. And just, you know, you can do a prayer as you're going, you know, and clearing out the space in the name of light and love. And, you know, whatever you want to say, you know, being raised Catholic, I call to Jesus Christ and the archangels. You know, we all have our way of doing this stuff. And so do what it is that's going to help you, okay? Please get off your butts and do something to help yourself, because ain't nobody going to come and rescue you, okay? We're the ones we've been waiting for. So we have to move. We can't be complacent any longer. And so keep that in mind as you go through this next week. And we'll redress this energy question the second week of April. The first week we're going to do the, you know, the monthly thing. I haven't decided exactly what the topic's going to be on that yet, but we'll do a meditation and things. And I have a question here I want to get to. Where and how does a hoarder begin? Oh, no, that's an illness, okay? When you are putting things together for your self-preservation, for survival, everything's neat. It's good stuff. It's all in its place. Hoarders get anything with the idea that they are going to use it later. Like they'll buy clothes that don't fit because they're going to have a diet and they're going to go down four sizes of clothes and they're going to fit into that later. I gave up on that a long time ago, by the way. It's too frustrating. But other things, like they'll go to a garage sale or something, or they'll go through people's trash and they'll find something that's broken and they'll take it home. They'll go, I'm going to fix this and it's going to be really cute. It's delusions, okay? It's a mental illness. And then they pile stuff up so that it's really horrible And I mean, you have to walk over piles of stuff, and they have, like, you know, empty pizza boxes and, you know, cans and garbage, you know, in the midst of all this stuff. So that's a hoarder, okay? That's different than somebody that is gathering supplies in case of an emergency. Because when you're gathering your supplies, you're going to make sure that you rotate through the food and perishable items, you know, and at a pretty good rate so that you're always with safe food. So hopefully that answers your question, and thank you for the comments too. So what we're going to do now, people, right, is we're going to wake up and we're going to take care of ourselves, and we're going to watch those energies. Clean your place. Make it smell nice. Evil spirits hate nice smells. So make sure it's spick and span. Make sure you've got nice scents, real scents, not the plug-in crap, you know, but the real scents. Get some nice essential oils like lemon verbena and honeysuckle and rose especially. And, you know, all you need to do is put a couple of drops into a little infuser. And, you know, you're going to have some nice smells in your house. You're not trying to cover things up. What you're trying to do is lighten your energy. We need to be light, as light as possible through all this stuff. Because however we're going to get out of this, whether we have to die in the body or whether we get lifted up in spaceships or whether we get lifted up in the clouds with the angels, I don't know. You know, who knows? It's going to be exciting to find out, though, isn't it? So what you want to do is make sure that you're as light as possible, which is hard to do watching the news and dealing with crazy people around you. So hopefully this has helped you guys to get a little bit further into that lightness. And don't despair, okay? If you're having any problems, drop me an email, and I'd be happy to answer you and, you know, see what I can do to help. Okay? Well, that was one quick show. And as I said, next week we're going to do the meditation. So thank you for listening. Please check out our sponsor, starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And alternativecancer.us. And until next week, as usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.